Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting our regular chat sessions with Kelly Gottlieb, Professor Emeritus at the University of Toronto. Kelly is one of the most significant contributors to computing education, the profession, industry, and worldwide. Today, we are talking about Kelly's March 28th celebrations, starting off with his lecture at the University of Toronto, the dinner reception attended by national and international dignitaries, his 90th birthday and reflecting back, and Kelly's honorary Doctor of Engineering degree from the University of Victoria. Thank you, Kelly, for coming in today to share your thoughts with our audience.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Stephen.
Kelly, you gave a seminal, amazing lecture at the University of Toronto to a full house. Can you outline the theme and memorable insights from your lecture?
Well, they had asked me to do a history of the department because although we have an eclectic set of courses at the department, there's nothing on the history. Now, I still have an appointment as a professor in the Institute of History of Philosophy, Science, and Technology, so I've always been interested in history. And I've been blessed with a good memory, so I was able to do that history of the early part of the department, and that was the main theme. And of course, you can do history in several ways. You can do it about people. You can do the topic was the chiefly about computing. You can go at that in several ways. You can go at about people, about the programs that were done and the problems that were solved, or you could do it about the hardware and software. And I chose to really use the life history of the hardware and software computers that we designed, built, aborted, and bought, and then weave through it the people who did things and the problems that we solved together.
You know, Kelly, I was there at the lecture, and it was amazing. I flew in from Vancouver to Toronto to attend this very special event. And will the PowerPoints be made available?
Hey, yes, I have a PowerPoint slide collection. PowerPoint, you know, is not Microsoft's best effort, and so it took a lot of time. And then my daughter, who is a professor of chemistry at Dartmouth, she's a whiz at PowerPoint. So after I did all the content, she helped me in the presentation. So we had quite a fun presentation of it. And I do have it, and I've given it to the department, and it's available to anybody who wants it.
Well, that's amazing. That's excellent. Now, there was a very special dinner reception after the lecture. What amazed you? What surprised you? What made you laugh? What made this day special?
Well, what made it special, as I said, the talk was mainly about computing, but at the end I had a little session on sort of life is computing. And I said that although I've had a wonderful life with computers and computing, even more important is the life I've had with people. Now, all my children, three children were there, all my four grandchildren, and there's so many people, about 140 people there, you know, who have worked with so many friends, so many shipmates, soulmates, co-conspirators, as I said. So having all those people there, and after we went through all the things, I wandered around the room and met a few, you know, talked to a few of them, and then I had my four grandchildren, and they did ended up with a really fun piece about why 90 was important. They each took time and said something that they had themselves thought up in a very humorous. It was a wonderful way to end the evening.
So you also celebrated your 90th birthday, and what would you like to share from this perspective and from reflecting back?
Well, as I said, the thing was, I reflected back, all the things I've been able to do, but it's always the case of being able to do them with people. So I mentioned the people. I saw so many of them there, and you know, when you get to be 90, they say the short-term memory goes first, but the long-term memory, fortunately, in my case anyway, is still there. So I remembered all these people. I remember their names and the tattoos of their faces, and I was able to walk around the room and exchange memories with them, and anything from people I had worked with, people in the synagogue whom I had gone to for 11 months to do the prayers that Jewish people do for close relatives, and rabbi of 50 years, and another rabbi of the University of Toronto happens to be a stepson of my son. So just wandering around the halls after the dinner, going around the tables and being able to talk to him was really a moving experience for me.
And also, the sort of very noted Mike Williams from the University of Calgary was also there, and you had something special happen with him afterwards, didn't you?
Well, yes. I've known Mike for many, many years, since 1951, to be 52, to be exact, because when he was when he finished getting a graduate degree at Edinburgh, he came by and I showed him around our Ferris computer, and he had been president of the IEEE Computer Society, and also the editor in chief of the Annals of the History of Computing. So he'd interviewed me several times. And he wanted to do one more interview on my experiences as editor-in-chief of the ACM Journal. So I think he said that was the fifth interview he'd done with me. And the day after, he came by, and we had a long talk on many things. And he's a person I much admire.
Now, can you tell us more about the new honor that you received this fall from the University of Victoria?
I'm sorry, from the university. Well, I haven't yet received it, actually. They've informed me that that I am to receive it. It's in November of this year. So I have 5 doctors. None of them are any good in the hospital. One of them has earned, all the rest just came by. But the last one, University of Victoria, will be formally given to me on November of this year, but I have yet to come out and what shall I say, be inducted.
Well, it's just amazing that all of these special honors being given to you over an extraordinary life, and I know it'll be quite an amazing event in November when you receive this honorary Doctor of Engineering degree from the University of Victoria. Do you have some additional thoughts that you want to share about your work, your life, and your family?
Well, I don't know. I as I said at the end of my talk, I think I've been very lucky. I've been, and almost everyone I've encountered in my working and family life has been so generous and so helpful and so cooperative that it's allowed us together to get so many things done. Of course, when you get a cooperative society of many of them who are bright people, but I've had an attitude to people of this. You talk to them, find out what you can admire about them, and then let them know that's that's what you like, and that's a good way to get along.
Well, I know you continue to do your work as co-chair of the ACM Awards Committee. Do you have any events upcoming this year associated with the ACM Awards?
Oh, yes. Of course, my work in ACM is I still keep quite busy with it. I'm as co-chair of the Award Committee. My main job is to appoint members of the committees that are done by ACM. There are about 20 of them, so I have to find 20 new people I have a very, very, very wonderful co-chair, Jim Horning, who was actually there at the meeting. In fact, the ACM was wonderfully well represented. Besides Jim Horning, Alan Cessna, the president of ACM, was there. And Rosemary McGinnis, whom I work with very closely, and Pat Ryan were all there. And so was Kipps, incidentally, and was you, Stephen, of course, our a past president. So ACM and Kipps were strongly represented at the meeting. And you know, it's just wonderful to see people I've worked with be prepared to come out from, well, Jim came from California, and you, Stephen, came from Vancouver. And I was very deeply moved by the number of people who came out.
Yes, indeed. And then Trecker Armstrong, the chair of Kipps from Calgary, and Mary Jean, of course, the longtime executive director of Kipps, was there. And
I had wonderful representation with the many people I've worked with.
Yeah, and then Jonathan, who's in the marketing area of Kipps, was also, and he's an alumni of the University of Toronto. So a big family from the different organizations that you've been so generous in supporting, and through your wisdom, insights, and all the contributions.
Well, both my work family and my, personal family were there, with greatly represented.
It was interesting. The MC of the event shared many stories about you. I guess he's known you since he was a graduate student, so I thought that was just fascinating.
That was Derek Carneal. Of course, he was my second PhD student, actually.
You know, it's interesting. I sort of focus on the awards because I know that Jim Horning, who was at both the lecture and then also at the dinner reception on March,
Jim was taught at the University of Toronto for about 10 years, and he and I were friends. So when ACM offered me help in the when I was the sole chair of the awards committee, I was delighted to have Jim as a co-chair, and it turned out that his wife and my wife set up quite a friendly, more than friendly cooperation. They're both writers, and so he and his wife both came from California to the award ceremony, and it was really a very nice reunion.
And I thought it was really very nice to see Fran Allen provide that very special message to you.
Well, she was to come. I've often said, that as chairman of the award committee, I had two goals for a long time. And when I started the chairman, the touring award was only $1,000, and it got up to $5,000, and one of the goals was to move the decimal point on it, because I thought that you'll never make the New York Times with an award that makes $1,000. So I actually went to IBM and persuaded them to move it from $5,000 to $25,000. And once at an award committee meeting, when I said that my goal had been to move the decimal point, they said, "Oh, well, you only got it up by five, but of course that's more than two binary points." So I feel I didn't really fail. Anyway, now it's $250,000. With Google and Intel share, so that goal has been met all right. And the other goal I had was to have a woman win the award committee, the Turing Prize rather, a woman win the Turing Prize, and Fran Allen had been nominated, and she was stayed on the list, but she hadn't won. Until I put two women on the committee, and the women didn't really vote for her because she was a woman. They voted for her because she deserved it. There's absolutely no question about that, whatever. But in any case, it's not altogether an accident, I guess, that Fran Allen went for the first time. There are two women on the committee. But the best thing that happened is 2 years later, of course, it was won by another woman. And now it's not news when a woman wins it, and that's the way it should be.
Well, it was an amazing event, and I know that there was dignitaries from all over the world there to pay special honor to you because you've made your contributions to Canada, to the U.S., but also to the world, to the United Nations.
I was pleased to get a letter from the Governor General. Actually, I've known him for many years. So he typed a letter, but then he added a couple of sentences in handwriting, and that was nice.
Well,
a nice touch.
Well, the
nicer thing I had about an event is my daughter-in-law had invited and paid for three or four of her close friends to attend. And one of them came up to me after and said, "You know," she said, "this was nicer than a wedding." And maybe that's the best compliment I have.
Well, again, Kelly, you know, I want to thank you for all the many interviews that we've done together and will continue to do. And I thank you for the contributions you made to this country and all the policies and to computing education, to the industry, and then also worldwide, all the impact that you've had just through all the different kinds of ways that you've been able to contribute. So crossing many, many domains, which is amazing. So,
well, as I say, I ended by the talk by saying I feel I've been lucky to have so many people to work with. Almost everybody I've encountered my whole life has been helpful to me, and we've been able to work together. And in my family life, I've been blessed. I no longer have my wife, but my wife Phyllis, we had 60 most wonderful, wonderful years. She, as I said at the top, she was a poet who was interested in science, and I was a scientist interested in poetry. And her epitaph, which she wrote 18 books, and the epitaph I wrote on her gravestone was, "She graced this world and imagined others," poetry and science fiction. So I still think of her 10 times a day.
An amazing life and an amazing family. And again, thank you, Kelly, for sharing so many insights, your wisdom, your experience with our audience.
Well, thank you, Stephen. You've been... I've always said that I look for things I can admire in people, and it's pretty easy to find things in you.
Well, thank you again. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Kelly Gottlieb, Professor Emeritus at the University of Toronto. Kelly is one of the most significant contributors to computing education, the profession, and industry worldwide. Today, we talked about Kelly's March 28th celebrations, starting off with his lecture at the University of Toronto, the dinner reception attended by national and international dignitaries, his 90th birthday and reflecting back, and Kelly's honorary Doctor of Engineering degree from the University of Victoria, which he will receive in November.